Hello.
Hi, I hope they're the right number. I was looking for Fast Banner and Signs.
This is Fast Banner and Signs.
Hi, is Mohammed in? Is Mo in, please?
Tell me, calling.
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Reuben Goldstein. I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
Is he available?
This is me.
Oh, hey Mo, how are you doing? Do you go by Mo or
Yes,
Mohammed?
yes. Yes.
Okay. Do you go by Mo or Mohammed?
I go by Zaz. Pretty
Zaz,
easy.
okay. Hey Zaz, can I
That's
give you
funny.
my nu can I give you my number in case we get disconnected?
Yes.
It's 858.
I think I got it on my cell phone.
Okay, does this end up in 9102?
9102.
Correct. So, my name is Reuben Goldstein. I actually am the manager of Bank of Cardiff. You're working with a gentleman named Zach here. You worked with him last month. I'm our sales and underwriting manager. We're wrapping up our quarter, and I just wanted to reach out to you. It looks like we approved your business for a working capital cash loan, and I just wanted to follow up with you since it's been about a month with no activity and kind of get your thoughts and see if you're interested in moving forward or kind of get your feedback.
No, I'm okay. I
Okay.
don't need the money right now.
Can I ask, was it a, obviously, the way that I talk to people is just the way that I'd want to be talked to. I obviously know when people apply for financing, the notes that I have say you're trying to look for some supplies or projects. I know sometimes when people are presented a cash unsecured loan, the pricing seems pretty expensive. Was it a pricing issue?
Yeah, actually, I needed to know what was my interest rate, but they were not giving me anything. They gave me amount,
Oh.
yeah, because I've been talking to you guys for not only one thing, a couple of things, and I always just stand down. So, I was just getting this money just to keep up as a backup, and now I'm probably my bank account is running into almost $95,000 in my checking account, so I'm
Okay.
doing all
Did
right now, yeah.
someone here give you your interest rate and your payback on your loan? They should have.
No, they're giving me amount only. So this is the amount, and after 18 months, you're gonna pay this much. So I said,
Oh.
what's my interest rate per that says.
I can give you all that information. Do you have a pen handy?
Is it possible to email it to you? Because I'm in the middle of my project.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to send you over an email that kind of introduces myself. We're running some quarter specials, and if we've got the opportunity to assist your business, I know every business owner is always, when someone's applying for cash for a loan, obviously there's a need for it, but there's also a cost for it. We have paybacks. Our documents show your rate. It says, here's your cost of money. It's pretty straightforward. Just so I can make sure I'm giving you, getting the best opportunity to earn your business here. The notes that Zach had was that you're looking for cash flow and operating capital. Is there, do you have any needs right now for cash? Can you use our money, or is this just going to sit in your
No.
bank account?
No, actually, I was first of all, I was trying to refi my printer, and because of the interest rate that I was getting, and they somehow or the other they calculated that the printer doesn't have enough money, enough equity to go through. I was trying to explain it to them that the reason I owe that much money because I have made a down payment of $35,000, and the printer right now it's worth almost $70,000 right now.
Who
So.
is your printer financed with?
It's Susquehanna.
What?
Susquehanna.
Susquehanna, what's your interest rate on that?
This was the reason I was paying like 18.5%. I wanted to get it down, and that's the only reason to refi. I'm still paying. It's about almost $1,100, $1,200 a month. I don't any find any difficulty in paying, but I just was refinancing because of the interest rate that I'm paying. It's like
Yeah.
my business was pretty new, and nobody wanted to finance me, and
I
my
gotcha.
client wanted to have this printer, so I had to go get the interest rate, that much interest rate. So, and I was trying to just to refi it and get my get the interest rate down, but looks like that they didn't want to.
Refinancing of equipment is, I think it ultimately what you're saying is you want to get your payment down for cash flow purposes. Let me do this. I don't want to put any pressure on you. I want to have the opportunity to earn your business. Let me send you an email. It's Zaz, correct?
Yes.
Let me send you an email with all my contact information, what we have you approved for, what we can help you for. What we approved you for was we thought you needed cash, which is a growing product. It's an unsecured loan. So let me shoot you an email. I'll have all the rates and terms. I'll tell you what's available. I can probably give you some special pricing if you're interested in moving forward. And maybe we can talk this week and maybe find a solution.
Yeah, but what happened? What is your name once again?
My name is Ruben Goldstein.
Ruben. Okay, Ruben. What happened? I've been dealing with these guys, three different people over here. And at the end, everybody promises, okay, no problem. And I get so comfortable. And at the end, no, we can't do it because the printer is not worth that much. And blah, blah, blah. And second time, so don't worry, we can do it. End of the day, same question. So I kind of lost the total, 110% hope with you guys. That's why I applied for the loan and didn't take it.
Okay. Well, yeah. I don't think, what I'll do is I can understand your frustration, but at the same time,
yeah.
I don't think it has to be a black or white scenario. We're known for helping business owners. You know, Susquehanna is a great company, but they lend money for equipment. We actually will lend money for cash. We also do cash loans, which are unsecured. In terms of, I'll send you an email, take a look at it, please get back to me. Equipment refinancing is very, very tricky, just so you know. It's a very prohibited industry. So I'll tell you if I can help you, but I'll put everything in writing. I don't, whatever I tell you on the phone, I'm going to put it in writing. So I'll send you an email and maybe take a look at it this weekend and maybe we can talk Monday and find a solution for you.
Yeah. Okay. Then it's I might try once again. See what happens.
Thanks, brother.
All right. No problem. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.